Hey, now, it's been a tough time for MEC Panyaza Lesufi, the MEC for Education in Gauteng, but not as tough as for the parents of a young boy that went missing. A grade 8 boy from Parktown Boys went missing yesterday while attending an orientation camp at a lodge near Brits in the northwest. It was realized that he was missing after the boys had taken part in water activities in the river. To tell you more about that, so the MEC for Education in Gauteng, who's also been part of the search party today, Panyaza Lesufi, good morning.
Good morning, KK. It's a difficult day, my brother.
It is. Let's start off with, you've just spoken to the family.
Yeah, we've broken the bad news. The family is devastated. The police have found the body moments ago, and I had that difficult mandate to go and brief the police, to brief the family. So I've just done that. I'm even shaking. It's devastating. So we are leaving now just to take the family to verify everything now. So it's tough. So we sent our sincere condolences to the family, the school community, and the entire education sector. This is indeed a difficult moment for all of us.
I can hear it in your voice. And I know you well, so I know you're a father, and I know you are definitely affected by this. And never an easy thing to talk about, Panyaza. Was the body found by divers? What can you tell us?
Yes. The details are still fresh. I think the priority was to identify the fact. So we are now leaving to go on site where the body is and allow the family to pay their last request.
Absolutely. So, Panyaza, we're not going to hold you much longer. I really appreciate you making time available to chat to us about this, man. Thank you very much. Panyaza Lesufi, the MEC for Education in Gauteng. That news just in, and you're hearing it here first. They have just found the body of that 8-year-old boy. The grade 8 boy, 13, 14 years old. They have just found that body, as you've heard from MEC Panyaza Lesufi. And while you and I both worry about how well our kids are going to be doing in, grade whatever it is they're in this year, how are they going to perform? Are they going to get the results that they need in order to get into some institution? You now have a family grieving the loss of their 13 and 14-year-old. And I think that creates a little bit of perspective for us as parents. It really, really does.